The views and opinions that are expressed on this podcast are solely those of each individual on this podcast telling their stories. Viewer discretion is advised. What's going on, everybody? It's Derek Grace, the host of your podcast this evening, Backseat Confessionals. I'm excited to be back. It's been a little bit since I've been on here, and just wanted you guys to know that I didn't leave you. I'm still here. We're going to keep doing this. I just had to take a minute to myself and figure out some things and get everything back in order, and now I'm back. You guys liking this show? Hope you guys are liking this show. It's a lot of fun. I enjoy making it, that's for sure. I got all kinds of great stories from you guys that are riding around in my vehicle to get you where you need to go. Let me know if you like it. Shoot out the comments. You know, give us 5-star like, all that fun stuff. It's going to be a great show. Before we start the show, I wanted to, kind of just throw this out there, and maybe we'll have a contest about it, and I don't know what winner will win or anything like that just yet, but I'll throw something together. But I need an intro for this podcast. Anybody listening now, Aaron, excuse me, know anybody that could throw together an intro? Put together your submissions and email them over to me. It's bsstories.com at gmail.com. Send them over there and let's filter through them and see if we like any of them. And we'll narrow it down to, you know, like final five or whatever, top five. And winner, I don't know what you'll get yet, but I'll figure it out. We'll make a contest out of it, make it fun. And also, anybody out there that looking to advertise on a different platform, I feel like podcast is a great way to advertise. If you guys want to reach out to me, we can look at possibility of you being one of the advertisers on my podcast. Without further ado, we'll jump right into the podcast. Now we're just gonna go to this first story. It's called, I'm calling this segment Guilty Amazing Sex.
This hooker, she's technically with someone.
Shut up.
What?
What? You think I can't hear you?
So, we go to, her and the, is it the singer, right? Have had some, like, what?
Fuck.
You're gonna edit that out.
I got too much on my plate.
Okay. Right now. So her and the singer have had like some like chemistry for a while, like years. Okay. So now she's trying to leave her man who won't accept her leaving him.
How does that work? That's not really a situation that you get to accept.
Yeah, if you live together, you're just gonna say, no, bitch, I ain't moving out. How did it even happen? I ended up in dude's hotel and she ended up in another dude's hotel. Singers.
Okay.
A dude at home is wanting to know where the hell we are. Where are we, Derek?
We are in Salt Lake City, Utah right now.
We told him that we went back to Max's hotel.
Which we did. Max is staying in the same hotel, so.
So.
We went back to Max's hotel.
We went to Max's. You had a couple drinks.
And that's that.
And that's that. I don't know what else happened because she hasn't told me. But she will.
Lost track of time.
Yep.
What the hell happened with you? You never told me.
You won't find out.
It's okay.
It's confidential.
Hey, you won't find out.
You both.
It's confidential.
So
I didn't do anything. I'm actually pretty. No. I.
Guys,
no.
Both just left.
Chance. Yes. That.
Trying to help you out.
Absolutely. You're perfect. You know?
So. What did we do?
We went back to the hotel and we had some pizza.
Uh-huh.
And now we're going home. But also I would like some pizza.
Didn't get enough pizza. Need more pizza. Left semi-happy, need to go finish the happiness.
I would love some pizza. This is an expensive Uber, isn't it?
I don't think it's that bad. It's like $20.
That's a lot.
Why is that a law?
I'm poor.
Why are you poor?
Because I only deliver mail. I don't sell real estate. And I don't Uber.
Well, you have the capability of doing all of those.
Okay, I'm saying
you should be a real estate agent. Why wouldn't you? Huh?
I'm tired. I don't want to.
No.
Real estate, no.
You're just trying to validate.
I'm not a salesperson.
You know what's really shitty about having an Uber driver?
Just knowing what to say.
What? What's wrong with Uber driver?
We can't fucking talk about what just happened.
You can talk. He's gonna edit out your name, girl.
I have no idea who you guys are.
You fucked him?
Oh
my god!
Actually, he fucked me. And you know what? That was the best sex I've ever fucking had in my fucking entire fucking life.
Well, yeah, it sounds like you guys have been, you know, just not doing it for a long time.
No, we've been like each other, and that was,
how the fuck did you have sex? Wait, but I need you to tell me.
Have you had sex? We fucking stormed in that door, and it was like,
so it was right away.
Game on.
Okay, so why did you leave so early so that I had to leave?
And then he like fucking lays me down. Like it's like some fucking romantic bullshit. And he's like fucking, I don't even know what just fucking happened to me. But well, guess what?
You just got fucking dick down the way you wanted to get dick down. Be real.
No, but what I need to understand is how the fuck you got dick down. And then you call me asking for an Uber and I gotta leave.
I didn't ask you for an Uber. I asked you if you were done or if you were...
Yeah!
You said you were getting me an Uber.
Girl wasn't done, but girl didn't get anywhere, so it's fine. We're fine. She's fine.
Right? It was more important that you got what you wanted, and now you can continue that endeavor, right?
Yes.
Is it going places?
No.
You think?
No. No.
No. Why not?
I'm gonna be a real estate agent.
You should be.
Wait, what? Nothing happened with you and...
I mean, something did, but not everything. Because I'm classy bitch. She's a classy bitch. You're not. I love you.
She's been wanting it for a while. You gotta cut her a little slack. Okay?
I can't. No, he wouldn't. Want to why? You ready?
Yeah,
I'm welcome.
No.
I mean...
That's not a reference.
So, I got shot the fuck down, but, he wanted me to swallow and he wanted head, so there's that.
Oh.
But I got shot down. Otherwise, I'm a whore. And he treated me like a whore.
Oh, did he pay you? Did you walk out the door?
He didn't, but let me tell you, he was helping me order the Uber, and I had my old credit card, and he's like, how are you going to send your friend home if you can't afford it? Because I declined it. And I was like, handed him my card, and I said, here's my card. This is old. Like, put this fucking card in.
Why didn't he pay for your ride home?
Right? Because he's poor as shit, because their gigs aren't that great anymore, apparently.
Really?
Yeah. Yep. The gigs ain't that great. And you know what?
They do it every fucking weekend. Like, it's some...
He only has... So they only have that one gig together. And then they have, like, separate gigs. But dude I was with only has two gigs. I don't know anything else about him, really. So that he's an asshole. I know that. I told him that, too. He's an asshole, and he laughed. So he knows that.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Guys are assholes. What's that like?
This one?
Yeah.
Here's my Lyft light.
So are you a Lyft or an Uber?
I'm both.
Why do you have a Lyft?
Why do I have a Lyft?
And not an Uber sign.
Oh, because Uber wants me to buy theirs and I refuse to buy them. Lyft sent me that for free.
Oh.
So.
And usually Lyft is cheaper, but it's not this time.
Yeah, it depends. It depends on the availability of the drivers and how many are out and what time it is.
Do you enjoy this?
Oh, I love this job.
Why?
Because of this entertainment right here. I get to hear about all the sexual experiences.
I didn't get any sex.
How great it was.
I didn't get
and
any
all
of that.
The details.
I didn't get anything.
That's
I didn't even get his number.
What the fuck is that guy's name again?
Tony? Tony. And I didn't even get his number.
Because I put him on my phone as Spaz. I don't even fucking know his name.
Tony.
Jesus fucking
Christ.
I didn't even
get
his number. He offered it to me and I said, no, I'm good. And I left. So, if I wanted to, it won't happen because I don't know who he is. That's fine.
That's fine. No.
I think his name's Ryan.
He got what he wanted out of it.
He
gave him head.
And I didn't.
And now he can sleep peacefully. And
he will.
Now you just gonna go home with blue balls.
I don't have. Thank God I don't have balls, you know? So we're good. But he will regret it. I will be on his mind all night. Oh, yeah. He's welcome.
Going back, on the other hand, is gonna go home and sleep just fine.
But he did no give me water on my road.
How much she gets yelled at. And she's just gonna lay there with a grin on her face, just going, "Ah, fuck you, buddy."
We don't have a story. What is our story?
We have to have a story.
I fell asleep. Tell him I... No, wait. What? No,
does, you're not fucking saying
does,
that.
Does he know this person that was staying at the hotel that you were supposed to be at?
He's
no?
the seat side of the cell.
No.
No.
Max is the
Max.
Drummer. Oh, we were at Max's.
Don't say
oh, we
shit
were at Max's. Oh, we
about
were lying.
The fucking singer.
We're lying.
Oh. Right.
No, Max's. We were... Yes.
Okay.
What are... Brett, so you're going to have to fill
just
me
say,
in.
Say you all went back to Max's.
I told him that we fucking rolled back there. And he's like, "What are you fucking doing?" And I'm like, "I'm standing down in the lobby." And I was like, Lisa was like hanging out with our friend.
Well, like,
so
what?
We're just going to say that he...
I guess I'm confused here. Are you guys still, like, trying to work things out? Are you still trying to be together?
No. So, or, she like, she's leaving, but he won't accept it. So, she still kind of has to answer to him.
No, he's like, that's not how it works.
They live together.
Not, it
so
doesn't matter. He's not your boss. If you don't want to be together, you're not. You don't have to be stuck in a relationship. He has no
okay,
control over you.
So when I get
you.
Home and he starts fucking tripping balls and screaming, I don't.
But
I
I'm there too, bitch. I'm there
yeah,
too.
Exactly. Like.
So I could be
you,
like,
you
I
told
don't
him like,
answer to you. I didn't fucking do anything wrong. Fuck you.
Exactly. Leave it at that. Okay. Straight to the point. You know. And if he wants to continue being angry, that's on him. That's how he chooses to react to it.
Okay,
but you
no,
straight
Lisa,
to the point.
Are you listening to this?
I'm listening.
If he wants to fucking trip balls, fuck him. Fuck
yeah,
him.
Exactly. Be like, just flip it back on him and be like, you have a guilty conscience? What did you do? If you really want to get, you know, your point across. But I would just walk in and be like, I didn't fucking do anything wrong. So you can either keep tripping about it or you can get the fuck over it and let's go to bed.
What's your podcast called?
Backseat Confessions.
I'm going to listen to it.
You should.
I will.
It's a great podcast.
I'm going to be on it, right? You'll probably put me on it. Will you put me on it?
Sure.
Why the fuck did you get a text and I didn't get shit? You better tell him to fuck what? Off.
Mm.
Tell him to fuck
see?
Off.
See? There
you
go.
Tell him to...
I ain't seeing shit. Don't leave him up.
It's fucked up.
So when we get home and Kevin starts a fucking whirlwind, we're just gonna ignore it, right?
Yeah, straight to the point.
And you got my back.
I'm going to bed.
No, if he's fucking starts shit with me, you have my back, right?
I'm going to bed. And you're going to bed with me. We'll sleep in the same bed.
Yeah, you guys can cuddle and make him even more jealous.
We don't. He does. He's jealous of us, Bridge. I got your back, but I don't want to talk to him, so can we just go to bed and not talk to him? Brit?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But
she,
when we get
she's
there, can I fucking smoke? Because I haven't smoked in like fucking 3 hours and I need a cigarette.
But you got laid and I didn't, so.
Yeah, she needs the after sex cigarette.
I didn't even get sex!
Well, you don't need the after sex cigarette then.
She doesn't need any cigarette
because
she needs
no,
them.
She still needs the sex.
I'm the fucking single one. Here I am. Don't
sex.
Get shit because you don't have a condom. How many guys give a shit about a condom? I'm actually impressed, though. I will say that.
That's pretty noble of them.
Pretty impressive. It's fine. She's fine. She's fine.
Fucking even think twice about that. I'm like, oh, I got an IUD. It's fine. I won't get pregnant. Fuck me.
I'm glad you had a good night, honey.
Yeah.
I'm just so glad it was everything you wanted it to be. He took control of the situation. He handled business. And
I'm
now you're just,
like,
you're madly in love and ready to go.
It's been like a decade long thing, you know?
I know.
But he was like, he's different when he's like doing his like jam on stage.
Okay,
you know,
can we go back in 3 weeks?
Yes.
Okay, because I go to San Diego next weekend, so I can't go next weekend. And then I'm gonna kiss him again after. So 3 weeks, plan it.
Okay.
She's gonna be back over there tomorrow.
She can't.
She will.
Definitely not.
She ain't got me to call her fucking Uber.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
That fucking asshole. It declined because I put the security code in wrong, so I'm drunk. How do you meet your friend when you can't even afford it yourself? I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Ew, wow, I was so fucked. I can't afford this drive. Probably kick me out right now.
Either way, you still get home.
Well, thank you. No. It obviously accepted it. Okay, what's our story? Hurry.
Straight to the point.
Hurry, Bridge.
Don't give him...
We left the bar. We went in
to Max's. And then they were all drinking and partying.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's and you lost track of time.
I'm going to say I went downstairs in the lobby and I was sitting there. Because that's what... When he called me, he's like, what are you doing?
And I was talking with dude. Yeah. And I didn't have my phone on me.
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
Well, I never said like I tried to call you or anything.
You guys can find my podcast by my name.
I will because you got me in it. Edit out that name.
I will edit out everything. Nothing about this ride is going to be on there.
Nothing? You don't like talking to us?
No.
Is that where we're going?
I'm totally just kidding.
That's fucked up.
This has been the best conversation all night.
Don't think about this ride. Get the fuck rid of it. Get out of my Infinity. What is this?
I was merely saying that only.
What do you drive?
For a point. This is an Infinity.
Oh my God. I called you. All the realtors drive Infinities. I didn't order this Uber.
Dude did.
No, dude did.
Dude did.
This is like,
dude,
I can't even ask for anything better than this. So, like,
thank you so much.
Appreciate no problem.
For getting us here safely.
Of course. I'm so glad you guys made it safely.
You might see us on the news story. We might be dead, but it's okay.
You won't be dead.
It's okay.
You can call me if it gets too out of control.
Thank you, Derek. Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it. Drive safe.
I will. Good luck.
God, I got a ton and I just can't think. Okay, this is the funniest story in the history of my life right now, so far. Right. It is kind of scary, but it's hilarious, right?
I'm ready.
Can I swear?
Yeah, absolutely, yes.
There may be some adult language here.
No, you're fine.
But I'll tell you. So group of friends I hang out with, we play nerd games, right? Like, I'm talking, like, super nerdy stuff. Like, you would, like, ridiculous. Like, we paint models and put dudes on tables, roll dice. Like, we're playing Army Men, right?
Okay.
So, pretty nerdy game, right? So, we go to this convention in Indianapolis, which is in Indiana, right? Go there and whatever, hang out, have a good time. We go to dinner and we eat and we drink, like, nonstop. And I hadn't started drinking until I got to like my early mid-20s, right? I started to finally decide to drink. And we just got hammered, right? Hammered. And we went and decided we needed to go back to our hotel. So we went and got a taxi. And we're hammered. But we had talked to everybody and they said, yeah, taxi should be $20 back to the hotel you're at, right? So we're fine. So I jump in, get in this taxi. It's like a minivan. Me and my buddy are in there. And we start driving back to the hotel, no big deal. We told him where it's at. Well, the guy gets on the freeway and gets on the off-ramp. And gets on another freeway, gets on the off-ramp. And I turn to my buddy and I'm like, I think this guy's trying to screw us over. I think he's trying to screw us over.
By taking the long way?
Yeah, I think he's just trying to drive around and just, you know, run the okay. Fare. And so I'm like, I'm like, where the fuck are you taking us, man? He's like, take it to your hotel. It's like, you just got on the freeway 2 times, man. What the heck's going on? He's like, I'm taking you back to your hotel. I don't know what you're doing, right? I was like, I know what you're doing. You got on the freeway. You're trying to screw us. And so I'm raging at this point, like raging. I was like, I'm going to break your effing window. And so I start slamming on the side of the window. And he's like, please don't break my window. So he pulls over. And parks and looks back at me and he goes, what is your problem? And I said, I'm gonna fucking kill you, man. He's like, you are crazy. I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to your friend. And I'm like, so I fought MMA a couple times. I'm like, I fight in cages, man. And I started punching the back of his seat, just like bam, 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 bam. And he's just like, holy shit, you're crazy. And he's like, I'm taking you to your hotel right now. I'll take you back to your hotel. And I was like, you better. This is the worst part, but it's so funny. It's embarrassing. It's hilarious. This dude is you know, he's African, right? He has a really thick accent, like a South African accent, right?
Okay.
He's like, you are crazy. You are crazy. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to your friend. You are crazy. And so I just, this is so bad, dude. I decide, I'm like, like, why are you taking your 18-inch black bloop and shoving it up our asses, man? Take us to our hotel. I'm gonna break your effing windows. And then he takes us back to the hotel, and we get to the hotel, and I grab $20. I don't know what the fare was. And I said, "This is all you're fucking getting." And I throw it at him, and then I get out of the, you know, the taxi, and go to the hotel. I have this Utah shirt on.
So was he really taking the long way, or were you just drunk?
I don't know. My friend seems to agree with me, but we were both a little hammered, so.
And it was an unfamiliar place, so.
Yeah, I didn't know where. And they said, everybody told us, like, all you have to do is it's a straight shot down this street, and he took a weird way. And so in my drunk ass mind, I'm like, this dude's trying to F us.
Right.
And I just got so pissed. Walk into the hotel, right? And I'm like, do not take a taxi from. And I just yell the name of the. They're gonna screw you. I was like, do you have a pen and paper? I need to get this guy's license plate. So I grab their little pad of paper and I'm like walking out and like writing down his license plate number, right? Hammered his shit, writing it down. And I wake up the next morning and I'm like, I don't even know what's going on, right? Go downstairs. Had this Utah shirt on. Go downstairs into like the.
Breakfast lobby.
Yeah. And they're like there's a bunch of people down there at breakfast, like, hey, Utah, how you feeling this morning? I'm like, what the shit's going on?
We just had a little blackout episode.
He's like, cool. You were bonkers last night, man. And so I go to try to read this note that I wrote, because I'm like, I think I took that guy's license plate down, because I remember the story, remember what's going on. I was like, I need to see if I can call those guys up, because they screwed us. I look at this note that I wrote, and it's just this illegible scribble, like, oh my gosh, it was ridiculous. But yeah, so that's the kind of fun. That's the kind of fun we have.
That's awesome.
So it was a little NSFW there, but it was good times. So we go to Arizona every year for one of these gaming tournaments, right? We play these nerd games with a bunch of 35 plus dudes, right?
Like D&D or what?
Kind of like D&D, but it's more like, so you ever play like Call of Duty?
Okay.
So say we play Call of Duty, but instead of running around the video game, you just have one model, five little models of a squad of dudes, and you run and do things, right?
Okay.
Same idea, just not with the video game stuff. Basically that kind of idea.
Makes sense.
Totally nerdy. You paint your dudes, and you're like, look at my dude. He's got range 12. I'm shooting you in the fucking face. This is stupid. I love the shit out of it. So we go to this stupid, these awesome tournaments, I'll say. And we're in Arizona, and we're at this hotel, and hanging out. We decide, like, we're drunk, right? We're drunk. We're like, hey, let's go get in the hot tub, see if there's any ladies out there. And I was like, I'm married. A bunch of the guys are single. But I was like, I'll come. So we go, jump back in the hot tub, like, four of us. There's, like, one chick in the hot tub, and then she leaves when we show up, which I don't surprise. I mean, right? Four massive humans come sit down, and she's
definitely
like, I'm out.
Know exactly what's going to be happening, and she wanted no part of it.
So. She's like, I'm out of here. So we're sitting there, and we just start talking. We're joking. I have one of my buddies who's a big dude. He's probably 330. Big dude. And he gets to talk, and he's pretty soft, teddy bear type guy. And he's like, but when I get mad, I'm pretty tough. And I was like, yeah, you're tough, but like, you probably couldn't beat me because, you know, I'm a fighter. Like, I fight. Like, when I'm drunk, I decide that I'm going to tell everybody that I can beat everybody the fuck up, which is a bad thing, right?
Yeah, this is not a horrible thing.
It's not a great thing as a drunk person. So we proceed to argue with each other. Yeah, I mean, but you probably couldn't take me. He's like, I can take you. I was like, you probably couldn't take me. Anyways, so then we're starting, like, we're like full on like wrestling in this hot tub. And the other kid there is like this skinny, he probably weighs 125 pounds, soaking wet, just like, ah. So he's like, stop it, you guys. So he runs out, he grabs this big long pool net cleaner thing, right? And he just starts poking us. He's like, knock it off. He's like, quit fighting each other. Knock it off. Oh, it's hilarious. And he's like, what was I going to do? You guys weigh a combined 600 pounds, maybe. And you're sitting there going at it. I might be able to stop you guys.
I'm not
going to
get in the middle. I'll poke you with a stick.
Yeah, so eventually we stopped fighting each other. But it was just hilarious to see this kid like, hey.
Hey guys, can you stop now, please?
Please don't hurt each other.
I like you both. I'm not going to pick sides.
Exactly. Oh, it's good times. We have great times, man. It's fun.
Man, I've got some shit. I'm not going to get into that now.
Yeah, come on. That's the whole point of the podcast.
What happened tonight?
Well, let's talk about tonight. So, I don't know. It wasn't that special. We were just getting fucked up.
I'll be honest. Like, I got a crush tonight.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, Jay?
You got a crush?
No, yeah, like, her name starts with a K, and she was hot.
She's only 10 years older than me.
Yeah.
Oh, and, well, like, okay,
she's like
that one.
She's like 5 years older than me, and she's just like...
Bang her, right? He won't stop talking
about
her.
Yeah, no, it was
he's
all
over
night.
There. He's like, oh my gosh, she's going to pour another shot. Oh my God.
Wait, tell us about this girl.
Wait, what are we deleting?
Talking
the
about
name.
This lady.
Oh, did you say the name?
No, you said the name. Your name.
Yeah,
okay.
No,
what the fuck?
Just keep going. Going.
It's okay, I'll delete it. You're good. Keep her
but
rolling.
But like, yeah, no, her name started with a K. This is the first time I've ever seen her, and she was just beautiful, you know? And, so. Like, literally, like, looked like a porn star.
Oh.
She was hot.
Porn star's hot, too. Okay.
Yeah. And, oh, my God. Yeah, no, she was just, like, beautiful. But, like, I asked my buddy, you know, that knew about her, and then he was like, she's psycho. She sells feet pics, all that, you know?
Bitches be crazy, dude.
Yeah, and I'm like, I always like the psycho bitches.
Hold on. If you could sell pictures of your feet, would you?
Yes.
Yeah,
100%.
Okay.
So let's
not
judge her for that. Here
we
go.
Yeah, well, and that's what I said. I was like, no, like, that's the grind, and I like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like, at our age in the 20s, you know, you do shit to, like, get money, and she found a way, and good for her. I like it, you know? But, like... I don't know, she was really loud, she was annoying.
Oh.
I didn't think she was kind of annoying.
So,
yeah, you didn't think she was annoying?
Is this the blonde?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was a different one.
No, it was the blonde. She wasn't with anyone, she was like, she kept on like eyeballing me, you know, I thought there was something.
No, there was, James, I feel like.
Oh,
I felt the tension.
You keep
dude.
On
no
saying
lie.
My name, bro.
God. I need to stop doing that. No, but no,
you're
for real,
good.
Dude, you, yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah, no, but, like, she was a cutie, but, like, I don't know if you guys remember this, but I spilled beer
on the birthday
one of my friends I spilled beer on, and it was the party person, you know, and it just was like, I don't know, like, she kind of gave me shit about it, and I was just like, well, you know, like, it was an accident.
She already didn't feel good.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, tell me about this, okay? So, birthday girl, right? We have a whole big birthday weekend.
Yeah, don't say names.
Stop.
I'm not saying names.
I on accident said names, but wait, Derek, well.
You can say my name. I'm
okay,
a host
Derek,
guy,
Derek, you're cutting names out, right? This
yes.
is out of the podcast.
Yes,
last birthday weekend. So, we party last night, right? Everyone's getting fucked up, like shit-faced, right?
Okay.
I blacked out last night.
It was a good time, right? I'm thinking like, okay, tomorrow we're going to go even harder. It's going to be gnarly, whatever. We get there. Nah, no one's dressed. No one's drinking.
We pre-game.
We're drinking with my parents.
Yeah.
And I was like,
our last Lyft driver was playing heavy metal on the way
out. I learned that. No, the last guy we lifted with, he toured with Metallica and Slayer.
Nice.
And
so,
he's the only surviving guy from his band. Everyone died.
So, we're getting wrecked,
tragic.
Right? We're thinking we're going to go get shit-faced. Show up. No one's not even drinking.
No one's dressed.
It was a total, like, what the hell is going on? No one was partying. It was a letdown, man. It was a letdown. I'm not going to
say. One of the hotel rooms were big and hot. Because it was hot.
Oh, dude. AC wasn't even working.
It wasn't working.
And no one was drinking. And then finally, as the shots start flowing, it gets a little bit better. But yeah, it was kind of a... You know, if you're the birthday girl and you're partying all weekend, you gotta go fucking hard. Like, from, like, Monday night to Sunday night, you know? All 7 days, 24-7, you know what I'm saying? But, like, nah. That's not what was happening.
And it was just constant, like, I'm sick. And I was like, I get that, but, like, you gotta... And, like, she's partying now, it's cool, but, like...
You got 20 people in the room that came to party.
Yeah, and we're just all sitting there, you know? We're sipping beer... And, like, we're like, okay, well, let's make a cocktail. We drank two cocktails. And then, like, we were just like, shit, well, there's shot glasses. Let's get it going. And no one was getting it going until, like, what? It was, like, 3 hours we were just chilling there, drinking beers and cocktails. And then, finally, shots.
Why didn't you designate the hype man? You always got to have a hype man.
We had several hype men.
Yeah.
It just wasn't working, huh?
Yeah, it wasn't working. Like,
had a hype women going.
Yeah.
Hype women, huh? That's awesome.
But once the shots started going, like, people were flowing, you know, like, everyone was getting hyped. The birthday girls finally started getting, like, good, you know? And, like, a lot of people were like, you just gotta drink to feel better, you know? And she started doing that, and now she's feeling better. She's gonna feel like shit tomorrow, but, like,
it's initiation weekend. You're good.
Yeah, it's just like, when you're turn 21, like, gonna feel good the next day.
No, for sure. That's the goal. That's the ideal goal of your 21st birthday. You're either puking in the toilet by the end of the night, or you're hurting for a week straight. You know what I mean? That's the only, like, good turnout of your 21st birthday.
And, like, she had the 2-day, like, rager, you know? Like, it was 2 days. I went crazy both days. I literally blacked out last night, and I woke up, and I was like, I know I'm drinking again tonight. And I prepared for it.
You guys took full advantage of somebody else's birthday.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't matter. You guys have fun, right?
Oh, we had a blast.
Well, yeah, no, yeah.
They had a blast. We split our separate ways. They went to the bars. We went to go grab some pizza.
Hung out and just, like, smoked cigars and just chilled. You know?
Why didn't you go to the bars?
We weren't feeling it.
Yeah. Okay.
The whole night, all you wanted was everybody to drink. You get the opportunity to go
in. Yeah, so the majority of the girls went, and all the guys wanted to stay back.
Okay.
Play a little, yeah.
We wanted food. So, like, we went to go buy cigars, bought some cigars, went to go get pizza, and then just went back to the hotel and took a couple more shots, and now we're here.
Yeah, we're here. Now you're on a podcast. You never expected that, did you?
No. Never expected that.
Ever in my life.
So whatever happened with that girl? Anything happened? Or you?
She's having a great night.
No, here's what happened. I'll tell you what happened.
Wait, my girl? Oh.
Here's what happens. Before they go out to the bars, right? Our buddy over here pulls her aside. And they start whispering.
I'm sorry.
They start whispering in each other's ear. And I was like, what the fuck is happening? Next thing I know, bathroom doors closed,
what are
right?
You talking
bathroom
about?
Doors closed, and I just hear, like, screaming. I'm just like, what the fuck is happening right now? James comes out, like, 10 minutes later. He lasts the whole 10 minutes. She comes out, hair's astrown, you know, and she red face. James is sweaty. I'm just like, what the fuck just happened in there? And he's like, nah, dude, I was helping her put on her shoes.
Okay, well, like, first of all.
No way, bro. No way. Okay. That took 10 minutes, dude.
It's all right. You conquered the mountain. You're good to go. You can admit it. It's fine.
I wish. Okay, that. So, like, you at wish. The beginning of the night, I wish that happened.
No,
you know?
Totally did. It. Don't even
I wish if something happened, but, like, I was too much of a pussy and I didn't do any shit.
So, here's what really happened. You went into the bathroom by yourself and made your own fantasy story.
Exactly. Yeah, no, that's how the night she was awesome. She was cute, but, like,
you got oddly embarrassed as that story was being told, though.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna point that out though.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, I wish that happened, but
no, it happened.
It totally happened.
It's all right. He doesn't kiss and tell. It's fine. No. See?
No, she was beautiful though. Like, but, like, she was a little annoying, but that's okay.
You trying to find the balance.
But, like, yeah, no, she was cute. I have a story, like, way back.
Go ahead, give us the best drunk stories, because those are great too.
Okay, well, at the university I'm at, I met a girl girl of my dreams. I've been talking about a lot of girls tonight.
Even more than just this last one? Or
yeah,
just,
yeah.
Okay.
And she's from California. And I heard, like, Mormons from California are cool. You know?
Okay.
And, you know, we start talking. I ask her on a date. It's over winter break. And she confirms. She's like, yeah, I'm down to go on a date with you. You know, like, it would be so much fun. And over Christmas break, I'm so ready for the next semester, you know? And I'm so excited. And we come back to school. And I'm not the only guy she's seeing. It turns out she's with, like, another guy. And I'm walking to school, you know, and I see her, and I try waving at her, right? And she's straight up kissing another guy. And we were supposed to go on a date that week. And she just starts kissing another guy. And I'm just like, I missed an exam that day because I was just shocked. I was just like, yo, what the hell happened? You know? Turns out she was a hoe.
Hey, man, bitches be crazy.
She was crazy, you know? She was starting all this shit, like, literally saying, like, well, I don't have, like, it's gonna have to be before I move to California and stuff, and, like, all that. And I was just like, yo, this is whack. I thought we had something. You were down to go on a date, and now, like, you were so chill, and then it turned out to be, like, not so chill. You know me? You know what I'm saying?
Okay. What do you got back there? I heard you guys whispered.
I know.
Got?
I have a quick question. Like, is this like an R-rated podcast?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Okay. It's explicit.
Can I let you know what happened like a couple weeks ago?
Hell yeah, you can let me know what
Dude,
happened a couple weeks ago.
All right, man. No lie. So, I've been scrolling through Tinder lately. You know, you gotta check out your options.
Right.
I matched with this lady, right? She's not too bad looking. You know, she's a helicopter pilot. Like, all right, badass shit. So I'm like, yeah, let's see what this girl's about. So we start texting, and she wasn't fucking around. She was like, yeah, no, let's meet up tonight. Like, cut the bullshit. We're not gonna go see a movie. Like, let's just go to your place and drink.
Straight to the point.
All right, let's do it. So she comes back, right? Everything's going like how you think it would go. You know, we're drinking, hanging out, going to my room, put a movie on, clothes start slipping off, like whatever, no biggie, just doing our thing. So we start going, right? We start. You know, start bungling, banging and shit. And,
bro, I haven't even heard this.
Dude, nah, so we're just bangling and shit,
it's
dude.
It's a good one.
And, bangling?
We're bangling, man.
What does that mean?
Dude, it's like banging, but bunging in, like, the past tense, you know what I mean?
Wait, no, okay. First
bungling.
Of all,
bungling, that's just what I say.
Banging
man.
And bunging, so you had sex.
We, yeah. Okay. In short, we were fucking.
Okay.
So,
that
anyways.
Was much easier to say.
I know, but I don't know why you just bunging, but it works.
So we're going, right? We're changing positions, we're watching the movie, we're hanging out. Next thing I know, she's like, hey, hit it from behind. So I'm like, all right, sure, whatever. We're hitting it from behind. And all of a sudden, I start hearing, like, a little squeak come out. I'm like, what the fuck? So I'm like, all right, you know, a little bit of queef here and there. You know, that's normal, whatever. And finally, like, it's, like, starting to just, like, come out. I'm like, what the fuck is happening? And I was like, I was starting to get turned off. I was like, all right, man. Like, I don't know if I can do this much longer, you know. We're going on, like, 25 minutes here, you know. And I was like, all right, just flip around.
Whoa, badass.
No, literally, just like, I was like, flip around real quick. Let me just finish, get this over with. I shit you not, from, like, the 20 seconds to 40 seconds, it took her to, like, flip around from, like, doggy to missionary. She was queefing air out of her body the whole time, just nonstop. And I was like, all right, okay, she's got to be done soon. Just keep going and going and going. I was like, ah, is that normal? Like, I don't know if I should say anything. Or I phased it out. I was like, all right, that's normal. Nothing happened. Cool. Just went in, pounded it out, finished it up. And it was like nothing happened. I was like, what the fuck was that? Is that normal? Like, I want to know from you guys, is that normal? Is that much air,
like,
supposed to come out?
I mean, like, what I've heard from, like, my lady friends is, if you make a girl queef, it's good.
Oh, all right. Well, that's good news. Doesn't seem like it's going well.
But, like, I've heard it's good news.
I'm just going to let you guys give your opinions on it. There's two others. What do you feel?
Yeah.
Well, If one party was miserable and was getting turned off, I feel like it kind of radiates, the vibes radiate. And I feel like the other party was being turned off as well.
Yeah.
Probably a little awkward letting out a 30-second queef with a stranger you met that day.
That's the thing, dude. I didn't know it was a queef at first. When we were going doggy, I thought she was straight up ripping ass in my face.
I kind of understand, because, like,
bitch, what are you doing right now?
Because you're like, yo, bro, are you farting on me?
I'm throwing a chokehold and be like, hey, whoa. Calm down, what's happening? And then I realized, I was like, okay, I understand, it's a natural body function,
she's just
whatever.
Creeping.
Yeah, right? Yeah, so.
I can understand, like, from hitting it from the back, and then, like, you hear the queef, and you're like, yo. Like, I would be turned off for a minute and be like, yo, did you fart? But then I have to think a minute, and I'm like, oh, it was a queef. It's okay.
Yeah, dude, it's a tough.
So what, it's not okay to fart during sex?
Not at all.
Okay, if you be farting on me during sex, that's weird.
I mean, some people might be into that. I mean,
well, yeah, if you have a fart fetish, but like, well...
You ever seen,
bro, why do you keep on...
Dude, you ever seen that movie, 23, movie 23, or movie 21 or whatever? Okay. It's that, like, cut scene, and the girl's like, would you please shit on me?
Yeah, yeah, and he eats the burrito, and he gets hit by a car and shits all over the car.
See, now that's just whack, you know? Like, people might be into that.
Yeah, she was like, shit on my chest.
Lord, dude.
Needless to say, is it gonna happen again, or are you still weirded out about it?
I mean, I'll send it again. I'm not too weirded out.
Take what you can get.
Take what you can get, you know? And when you're living in Utah, man, it's, it's a tough crowd out there.
It's
so
tough pickings. Yeah.
You guys should just do this job for a month, and your perspective will change dramatically.
Really?
All right, I'm signing up for Lyft tomorrow. I'm doing it. No balls, I actually might do it.
You have to go all night, though.
I can do that. I'm up till 3 anyways drinking. Well, can you drink and drive with this job?
What the?
Obviously not, Daniel.
Well, I mean, it's not recommended because...
But it's not against the law. Oh, it is.
It's definitely against the law, yeah.
He's a little.
Get up to 0.05.
All right.
All right, guys. I want to tell you guys something that I'm super excited about. Recently just made a change. I feel real good about it. It feels really good. Just recently switched brokerages. I went from Keller Williams and now I'm with Empower Realty, and it just feels like a great place for me to be in the type of real estate that I want to do, you know, establish relationships. I don't want clients. I want friends that I can work with, you know, over and over again and establish those relationships and, you know, make it more of an investment of my time for you guys, and know that I'm just somebody you guys can lean on it. At any situation, at any time. If you guys got any questions when it comes to real estate in the state of Utah, feel free to reach out. I have an extensive amount of knowledge. I have some great people around me that can pretty much answer any questions you possibly have. Yeah, reach out. Let me know. I'm excited. It's great. And here we go as we start a new chapter in real estate.
Should I tell it then?
Do you want to?
I'll tell you.
All right.
So it's the window, right?
Yeah, Wendover, yeah.
All right, so we all go to Wendover on New Year's Day. And what we do is we all decide I'm going to go gamble. And then him and my brother are going, you know, just going around the casinos, bar hopping. It's like, I think it's like...
It was like 2 a.m.
2 in the morning, and I'm at the blackjack table with a couple of girls, and they look over at me. They look over at me and they're like, "Hey, is that your friend?" And I look, and it's my brother with this girl who kind of looks like Bam Bam Bigelow. And I just go, "Oh no!" And he comes over to me. He's like, "Hey, I'm going home." And I ask him, "Well, what do you mean home? I'm going home." He's like, "Okay, call this number when we're going to leave." I'm like, all right. So I take the number and he goes and wanders off for the night.
So about 6 a.m., I decide I'm done gambling. I go up to the hotel room, and my dad, who was with us, he wakes me up at like 9 a.m. He's like, "Hey." Well, he's gonna. And he's like, and I was like, "Well, he went home." He's like, "What do you mean he went home?" And he says, and I tell him, "He went home. He told me to give you this number." And so my dad calls it, no answer. And then he calls it.
Oh,
and now it's,
we get an answer. And it's just the girl on the other side, and she was like, "Hello." And I was like, "Hey, is my buddy with you?" She was like, "Oh yeah." And she passes him the phone, and all of a sudden I just hear, "I don't know where I am." I was like, "What?" And he goes, "I don't remember how I got here, but I'm just in her house and I'm naked." And so we're like, "Well, just ask her to give you a ride home, or a ride back." And he goes, "All right." So then later he calls and he was like, "Yeah, so I'm getting a ride home, and it's her in-laws that are bringing me back to the casino." And I was like, "Wait, her what?" And then he goes, "She didn't explain. She just said it's a long story."
So she obviously lived close to out there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, okay. So she lived out there. And so he gets dropped off. We're talking to him, and he just kind of walks up to us, and his face, he was just, he didn't even know what to think. And he goes, "I just woke up this morning, and I was just naked and afraid." And then I asked her, I was like, "Hey, can I get a ride home?" And she was like, "Yeah, don't worry, my in-laws will take you." And then he asked her, he was like, "Wait, you're what?" And she goes, don't worry about it." And then he just, I still have the picture on my phone. He's just sitting at a slot machine, just kind of staring at the ground, contemplating his life at that point. And, oh man, it was fantastic. It was something straight out of The Hangover.
Alright, cool. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was too good.
We could tell your story.
Yes, let's hear your story.
Wait, what was...
Vegas.
Oh, God, no.
Vegas. Vegas is the great stories.
Vegas.
What
happened
in Vegas?
I just helped a stripper pay for her doctorate's degree. That's
you just kept throwing money at her?
Yeah, it was too funny. So I was, like, fresh off a breakup. And so I think it was probably within a couple of days. And it was, I don't know, we were together for a few years. And I definitely was not taking it well. And so there was just one stripper, and I was you know, just doing what you do, I guess. I was just like, more money. Eventually, I got a dance up in one of the rooms, and I was $300 broker after leaving the club that night.
For the record.
But were you any happier?
No.
The 15 minutes, he was great.
No happy ending.
No, definitely none of that.
You got her number.
I mean, yeah, but that's probably just to get more money out of me later.
She's like, this dude's just dumb.
Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, this dude's a sucker.
No, she caught me at the right time.
Oh, for the record, I wanted to stop you.
No, it's true.
And my brother was like, "Nah, just let it go." Yeah, so who's the real friend?
No, it's fair.
I'd love to just let him keep dealing with his problems.
Oh, man.
And part of them cost him a lot of money.
I walked out with a smile, and then 30 seconds later, I realized what just happened.
Because she was fucking good.
Oh, yeah. It's like, damn it.
Great at her job.
She could go pro. Someone should pay her for this.
As you're throwing $4 bills at her. Gosh.
What else you got? What other embarrassing moments have you guys had?
Oh, man. I think that's really probably the worst one, at least for me. I think Ivan really... only got the other one, the last one.
I can tell you the first time I got drunk.
Let's say your first time getting drunk.
Right, so it was at a Halloween party.
At what age was this?
I was 22.
22 was your first time drinking?
Well, getting drunk.
Okay.
And I was fresh off a breakup. So I'm dressed as a mixture of the rabbit from Alice in Wonderland and Flavor Flav. I have a huge clock, like, necklace and a top hat. And I got... So I'm drinking, and I usually keep track how much I'm drinking. But I guess kept getting shot put in my face after shot. I guess, and I don't remember what happened, but I was told by the person I was living with, like, dude, do you know what you did last night? And I was like, no, what? He said that I made some girl cry. I called her a stuck-up bitch, and I can't remember what I did or what she did to make me say that. It's because probably she...
You might just be an asshole.
I was just a mean drunk, I guess.
Probably some built-up animosity towards her, obviously.
Yeah, so it was fresh off a breakup, so... Maybe her name was close to that. And it's like... And apparently, that person knew who I was and worked for my uncle. And so, I got a call from my uncle... And I had to, like, call her to apologize for being such an asshole.
That you don't even remember.
I don't even know her name, dude.
That's awesome.
I just decided that's the one.
It's your turn tonight.
That's right. I feel bad. You're going to feel bad, too.
Damn you for looking so hot. I fucking hate you. That's
too good.
What is your most entertaining drunk story? With a group of friends or whatever. Do you guys have something that was hilarious?
Hilarious? I have a story of when I was in high school and I ran from the cops.
Yes, let's hear that one.
Okay. So, I went out to a cabin party an hour away from Salt Lake City or something like that. It was it was far. And so I was planning on spending the night at the cabin. And we go there, and I was with this guy at the time, and he made me stupid. And someone had said that the cops were on their way, but he told me that they were just saying that to get people out and that it's fine and everything's fine. So, of course, I believed him. And next thing I know, he's running into the room I was in and telling me I need to get in the attic right now, like right away. And I was like, oh my gosh, is this happening? Like... So I run into the attic. My friend, who's on two tabs of acid, runs into the attic also. Also, a bunch of my other friends run into the attic. I ball myself up in my jacket, and I thought I was hiding behind a solid table, but it actually turns out it was a picture frame later when I found out. But next thing, I think I completely just blacked out of fear or something like that. But next thing I know, I hear the cops at the attic door saying, if you don't come out, we're gonna send the dogs in. And I didn't move. And this is really bad, but I was so scared. I just did not move. And everyone in the attic got found except for myself. And I had I was at 2% on my phone, and I didn't have service. So I'm texting the guy I was with, and I'm like, what's going on? Like, what's happening? Like, I'm so scared right now. Like, what should I do? Because they're all in the, like, downstairs getting breathalyzed and, like, all sorts of stuff. And he's telling me, he's like, you're going to get stranded here. Like, if you don't come with us now, you're going to be stranded here and not have any way to get home in the morning, like, if you don't come out now. So I was like, all right. So I was about to make my way downstairs to let the cops know, like, hi, I'm here. And I ran into my other friend, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, he drove there. So I was like, you need to give me your car keys right now. Like, I'll drive your car home in the morning, like, please. And he was like, okay, for sure. Now go back in the attic and hide. So I hid in the attic for like another good like 3 hours, chill a little bit. And then I saw that the cops were talking to the house owner out front, because it was like an Airbnb cabin. Okay. Some kids had rented the cabin to just throw a huge like
holiday party for some reason. And so I saw that they were all out front and that no one was in the house. So I just booked it all the way down to the basement, grabbed my purse and all my belongings that I'd left in the basement, and went out the back door that happened to be in the basement that I didn't know about. It just was pure luck, to be honest. And so I go out back. It's dead ass winter too. I'm in a skirt and a jacket, like nothing else. And I'm like stepping on the snow, and every time I step on it, it's like crunching super loud, to the point where I'm like only took a step like every 5 minutes because I was so scared that people were gonna, that the cops were gonna hear me crunching around. So finally I made my like made it to the back of a shed, and I sat behind that shed for another good 3 hours. I did not was like the cops did not leave that house until like 6 a.m.
Oh, cow.
Yeah, and so then at
you're
6
you're just like freezing out back.
Yeah, yeah.
Trouble.
Seriously, and at 6 a.m. I finally went to my friend's car, got in it, was able to drive it all the way to him and have him drop me off at my friend's house. And that's probably my craziest drug story thus far.
That's a pretty good story to tell, though.
Yeah, I mean, I was like, I could not, like, I still look back on that day and I'm like, how did I not end up with an alcohol ticket? Like, I don't know who was looking out for me or what, but...
it just wasn't meant to be for you.
No, yeah. And, yeah, no, that just... I got very lucky. That is for sure.
That's a good story.
So, wait, what's your podcast? Do you like...
It's called Backseat Confessions.
Backseat Confessions?
Yeah.
I love that. That's so entertaining.
So, I just, like I did... You know, I just ask people for their stories, and then a lot of times they still put names in it, so I have to upload it and, you know, eliminate the names. But then, yeah, it's just a podcast about random backseat stories.
And so do you do this, like, every weekend, Nate?
Yeah, just every weekend. Just drive around, and whoever I get, I ask them if they have stories. A lot of people
don't. You're so smart for turning that into something, though. Like, I feel like that's just genius, like... I don't know, like drunk people
are funny.
They're funny. They're willing to share all their secrets with you. Like, they're about to, like, expose themselves.
And the best part is, most of them are, you know, dramatized, you know, to make them sound better.
Yeah.
And I know that, because, I mean, I drink, too. I know how it goes. Every story's so much better when you're drunk.
Oh, yeah.
But, so I just make it anonymous, and people can tell me whatever they want. I just kind of leave it open, so, like... Whatever they want to talk about, you know, I call it backseat confessions because there is a lot of confessions. But.
Yeah. That is so funny. You should have been my Uber driver last night because I, like, went to my boyfriend's house and he wasn't even home. So, last night he tells me to come over and then I show up and with my Uber and he's like, oh, like, I'm leaving now. And I was like, oh, my gosh, it's cold outside. The door is locked. Like, what am I supposed to do?
Right.
So I was like, I went to my Uber driver. I was like, can we just chill? Can we just chill until someone gets home? Is that fine? And he probably was so annoyed with me by the, like, end of the 20 minutes.
You got great stories.
Yeah, I was
tell
like,
all the stories.
I just need to vent and, like, talk. And, like, I sat there and vented about my boyfriend in his driveway.
what do you need to vent about? Is he driving you insane or?
Not insane, but he's like, I feel like he should be driving, this is going to sound really weird, but I feel like he should be driving me more insane. He's like, everything right now is just so comfortable to a point where I'm like,
almost bored.
Yeah. Like, I need him to, like, it's kind of just like a new relationship too. And, like, so in the beginning, he really put in the extra effort, and now that he's comfortable, he's gotten boring. And now I'm like, I don't know how to ignite that little fire again, or just be like, because it's like, I don't have a problem with it, but I also, like, don't want it to be this soon in the relationship to be this comfortable.
Right. No, I understand that, but have you talked to him about it?
No, he's kind of... I might later, but I don't know.
So is he just, like, just boring because, like, he's not trying to win your affection anymore? Or is it, like...
Yeah, that's almost it. Like, because in the beginning it was, like, cute messages. Or not even cute, just, like, talking to me all day and blah, 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 blah. And now it's like, hey, are you coming over tonight? And it's like, what happened to wanting to take me to dinner or like that kind of stuff or like wanting to do things with me?
You know, back when you had to work to get laid, you know?
Yeah, I'm like, okay.
There you go. See, just withhold sex from him until he starts doing things.
I've been trying. I've been doing girls' nights multiple times. So maybe I do need to communicate it.
Yeah, well, communication is the most important.
It is.
You know, like, because if you're not, it's a great opportunity to start the dialogue of having communication that when you do feel bored or have an issue, whatever, you guys can talk about it rather than it turning into just resentment.
Exactly. No,
so,
that's so,
so it's
true.
It's a good thing that you can actually try and see how he, you know, he takes that.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. Yeah. And I'm trying to work on it because a lot of, like, I grew, so the one kid I had the cabin party with, he was the last person I've ever been with. And, like, after me and him, like, broke up, all my friends were, like, got into relationships, had been in relationships and stuff like that. So I've honestly, like, for the last, like, 3 or 4 years, have just been watching their relationships, I guess you could say, and learning what to do and what not to do.
So what I'm hearing is the sex isn't good enough to be boring yet.
Hey, maybe, okay. Wait, it's like if you just flip a U.
Okay.
Yeah, it's down a little way.
If the sex ain't that good, it's really not worth even trying.
No, yeah, if it's not good, then it's like, fudge. Bye. There's so many people out there in the world. I don't need a boring love life.
Don't forget to follow us on all the social media platforms. We're at BS Confess on Instagram and Twitter. You can find us on Facebook at Backseat Confessionals. Or you can shoot us an email. Email is backseatstories@gmail.com. Well, there you guys go. I tried something a little different this time. Just kind of let stories roll through. Let me know what you guys think, if you liked it. Hope you guys had a good time listening. Hope you got some laughs. Hope it makes you excited to wait for the next one coming out next week. Back at it, guys. Hopefully you guys love this and like the stories that come out, I guess. I don't know, really know what to say. But yeah, if you like it, drop a comment. 5-star rating would be great. I'd appreciate it. Tell your friends. Maybe you guys might be the next one on the podcast. Never know.